The Carrier by Holden Scott. Copyright 2000 by Holden Scott. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
The Carrier. To the women in my family, and especially to Sandy Newman. 1. 7:30 a.m., maybe closer to 8. Tiny electrical pulses traveling through braids of copper as thin as a human hair, bouncing from the ground to the sky to the ground, finally surging like an infection through a dormant patchwork of circuits, diodes, and minuscule mechanical gears, then the shrill metallic cry of a portable phone. Jack Collier's eyes came open on the third ring, sleep a swirling fog across his vision. He was still wearing his clothes from yesterday, a white T-shirt and light blue scrubs. His sneakers were on the edge of the bed by his feet, and his lab coat was curled into a ball a few inches from his shoulders, a makeshift pillow that smelled vaguely of formaldehyde, sweat, and stale junk food. Slowly, resentfully, achingly, he turned toward the table by his bed. Twists of his unkempt, dirty blonde hair fell in front of his eyes as he fumbled for the phone that peeked out from beneath a pair of dog-eared oncology textbooks. Usually he kept the damn thing unplugged. But last night he had returned early enough from the lab to make an attempt at a delivery dinner. The unopened pizza box was still sitting on top of his dresser, grease bleeding through the cardboard and staining the antique oak. The plastic phone felt cold against his palm, and Jack shivered, casting a glance toward the window on the far side of the room. As usual, the weather was a color, gray, and the deeper the calendar slid into November, the grayer it was going to get. The tree in front of his dorm building...